Dub Nation, you're listening to the Warriors Post Up with the voice of the Warriors, Tim Roy.
Here's Draymond up the floor. Feeds inside to Butler. Bounce pass to Horford. Corner three. Got it! Warriors take the lead. Al Horford loves the corner three. His first game, first regular season game as a Warrior at Chase. And the headset will go on here. Al, can you hear us?
Yes, I can.
Al, first of all, Tim Roy, Tom Tolbert up top here. What was your impression, your first game here as a Golden State Warrior? What was it like?
Man, it was unbelievable. I feel like I went through the whole Warriors Steph Curry experience there. We started out slow, got it going in the third, and then, man, that shot to send it to overtime, that's the kind of stuff that you just can't believe. You shake your head, but I'm very grateful to be here.
When you were in the offseason and you figured out this is where you were going to go, you know, how excited were you?
I'm very excited. You know, this is a big opportunity for me. I know that it's a special group here, and they're all about winning and winning the right way. So I'm very excited to be a part of that.
What was the play call in the fourth quarter? Anybody Joker's guarding, just go set a pick on Steph?
Not really. I mean, it just kind of happened that way. And Steph just got in that zone and, you know, making the right reads, and we're just making plays from there.
I'm curious, the game plan on Aaron Gordon going into the game, was it going over the screen or under the screen?
Man, we needed to get over the screen with a little bit more urgency.
Okay.
But man, you got to give him credit.
Yeah.
He was just shooting lights out, and I don't think he felt us enough. So I think the next time we play him, we got to do a better job making sure that we get into him, and we can't give him those easy ones.
I'm curious. You've been around this game a long time, and at what point does the game plan kind of go out the window? Because you don't want to abandon something too early. But then again, the game can be different, and at some point maybe you have to make that adjustment and say, you know what, we'll go back to doing it this way the next game, but for this game, they're different scenarios.
I think the key for us tonight was that we felt like we were still in the game. We felt like we were right there. If we kept making the right plays enough and we, you know, contained him a little better, we felt like we were going to have a chance, and that's what happened tonight. Coach, that was his feeling, mm-hmm. and he was right.
Yep.
Well, we are thrilled, absolutely thrilled that you're here. Yep. And we look forward to many more nights like tonight. Maybe not as dramatic. Maybe we can get a couple of easy wins going in there. But Al, thank you so much for joining us tonight.
Sure. Thank you.
Thanks,
Al.
Al Horford, our guest. I'm Tim Roy. Final score in overtime. The home opener goes to Golden State 137-131. The last time the Warriors went to OT in the home opener was in 1979-1980. They lost a 102-96 decision to the Chicago Bulls at the Oakland Alameda County Coliseum Arena on October 13, 1979. Chicago had Artis Gilmore at the five, 26 points and 10 rebounds that night. They guard Ricky Sobers and Reggie Theus.
Wow.
The Warriors starting five that night was John Lucas, played 50 minutes, JoJo White, Robert Parrish, Sonny Parker, and Tom Abernathy. Purvis Short came off the bench, along with Clifford Wright.
Yeah, they weren't watching your minutes back then very often.
No,
hey, you look good.
No,
you
load
look
management.
Good. Just go out,
no
get out there
management.
And get it done.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, hey, the
funny.
Warriors went tonight 137-131. That's why we brought the overtime game. And what a game this was. This was a great game. And
I absolutely concur with both of those both of those picks. I mean, you look at what Steph – and look, we're never surprised by what Steph can do, but it's still – can drop your jaw occasionally, and that shot to tie the game was, you knew he wanted to get that shot off, and he wanted to get it off before Jokic could come double team him, so that's why they set it out that far. And Steph saw Jokic come, and he goes, well, I can't dribble in closer, because if I do, then I'm gonna either take a contested three or I'll have to get to the rim. And he could probably have done that, gone right by Jokic and got to the rim and scored, but that still leaves you down a point. So he chose, let me just get it up before Jokic gets here. And he was in such a groove, and the hoop was, well, it seems like the hoop's always big for Steph. But at that point, he was in a really good rhythm and hitting some shots, and that was just spectacular. And then Aaron Gordon, I mean, again, the improvement, his three-point game, like he is a legitimate three-point threat, and he's still a big physical defender, a guy that gets to the rim, a guy that gets rebounds and can block shots for you. Just a fun, really fun NBA game, just to watch this type of game. I didn't get a chance to watch a ton of the OKC-Indiana game, but I can guarantee it wasn't as fun as this because, like I predicted, both these teams had fewer free throw attempts than Shai Gilgeous-Alexander had. He had 26, the Warriors had 25, and the Nuggets had 14. So, hey, give it up for the Warriors, too, for playing defense without fouling tonight.
Yeah. Yep. And you know what? I got to give, again, before we get off Aaron Gordon, somebody's got to look this up. I mean, I just saw a thing on Twitter. It says his true shooting percentage tonight was 105.8.
You know? I mean, that's unbelievable.
But it has to be if one of the most efficient 50-point games in NBA history. It has to be.
Almost 2.5 points per shot attempt.
Wow.
I mean, look, Steph was great. He had 42 points on 25 shots. I mean, absolutely incredible. But if he had 2.5 points per shot attempt, he would have had 62 instead of 42. So that just shows you how efficient Aaron Gordon was tonight. Just four shots. That's it. Three twos, one three, and like you said, perfect from the free throw line. Now, I mean, this. I'm not going to say this is what you come out for to watch NBA action, is to see two incredible individual performances. But you got to see that along with a really good game, a game that went to overtime, a game that had some drama in the fourth quarter, had some drama in overtime. Again, these are the type of games you watch. You're like, that was fun, and the Western Conference could see a few of these this year.
Oh, yeah. They're going to see a whole bunch of them. And yeah. I thought the Warriors, you know, got better as the game went on. You know, I thought at times in the first half, you know, I don't think, as you know, you heard what Al said, I don't think they were paying enough attention to details on the defensive end. And then Gordon got started. Hard to slow him down at that point. But, you know, Al Horford hit three threes all in the corner. Great shots. He had 13 points tonight. Will Richard played 16 minutes tonight. And he wasn't minus three, but he had 6 points and 5 rebounds and 3 assists and a steal.
Yeah, huge, huge three he hit. With about 6:40 left to go in the fourth quarter, Warriors were down 9. It was a jump ball between Brown and Steph Curry at the free throw line, Warriors end. And you're thinking, well, Brown's probably going to get this. Nobody really got it clean. So the ball goes bouncing toward the sideline, and he races and gets it. Not only did he do that, he caught it and immediately jetted up court. And no defense was back. The defense that was back was converging in the paint. And he just yanked one. Like, that's a big intestinal fortitude shot right there. Like, that, you don't want to miss that one. It's like, oh, great. We didn't get the ball to Steph. We didn't run our offense at all. I went down here and yanked this thing.
You missed that one. The next thing you hear is, substitution.
Yeah. And he buries it. Cuts it to 6. And then the Warriors get a stop, get another shot, cut it to 4, and it was like, oh, okay, here we go. In a different reality, let's say Denver wins that jump ball and score. Now you're up 11 if you're Denver, maybe even 12. So that I thought that was such a huge play when it seemed like, oh, boy, you get ahead double digits with 6 minutes to go. It's going to be tough sledding. Never got to that point. So I thought he played really well.
You know, Denver, you mentioned, you know, Jokic did not have as great a game as we've used to seeing him have. He was 8 of 23, 2 of 13 from three-point line. Still ended up with a triple-double, 21 points, 13 boards, 10 assists. But I thought that, you know, they did make him work a lot on the defensive end. And that's one thing you have to do with, you know, great superstars. You got to make him work on the defensive end. Try to expel some of that energy there. And I thought the Warriors did a good job of that, especially in the second half.
Yeah, he must have been involved in maybe mid-third quarter on.
Right.
He must have been involved in 20 pick and rolls, 25 pick and rolls. And Steph got threes out of it. Steph got layups out of it. And sometimes they played it well. The one time they didn't get a great shot out of it, Jimmy Butler came up and set the pick, and it was Aaron Gordon. And, like, you don't want Aaron Gordon switching on to Steph. Not that Steph can't beat him, but it's like there are better options out there. and Jokic was the guy, and they picked on him over and over and over and over and over and over and over again. So that was, you know, I know Al Horford said that wasn't the that was the offense. The last quarter,
yeah,
basically,
it was,
that was the offense. Who's Joker Garden? Okay, go set a pick and roll and stuff.
Crazy. Just crazy. What? How much fun was this?
That was great. That was awesome. Second game of the season.
Great stuff.
Really, really fun stuff.
And again, we don't want to be repetitive, but if you like this kind of action, you're going to see a lot of it this year in this building because of the Western Conference. There's so many good teams. I mean, next week it's a back-to-back at home, Memphis, and then the Clippers. I mean,
yeah.
I mean, there's a good team coming in here every night.
No, it's going to be a fun season, a lot of really good games, a lot of competitive games, and a lot of jockeying for position throughout the Western Conference this season. It's going to be a lot like last year. Going to get to the end, and there's going to be like, you have a bad week, drop two games out of maybe the sixth spot. Have a good week, you're up to the three hole now.
It's going to be Oklahoma, and it's going to be like a NASCAR pack in a high bank oval where there's eight cars in a row. One guy slides up, passes up, gets in the crowd. The other guy slides out of line, goes back. It's going to be that all year long.
You're absolutely right.
As R.C. Davis likes to say, Rubbin's racing. So.
Rubbin's racing, son. Days of thunder. Well, you're heading north tonight, aren't you?
Yeah, you want to come on?
Nope. I'm good.
I'm sure he could find you an extra spot on the plane.
And I wasn't invited.
Oh.
And they already had the seating charts. So, yeah. Even if I wanted to go, I couldn't go.
Check the chart.
I couldn't. Yeah, you got to see.
You got to check the chart. We'll see who I'm sitting.
See who you're sitting next to.
Probably the same seat I've been sitting in for 30 years, but okay. 31 years.
You think maybe?
Maybe, yeah. You know, after a while, it becomes your seat.
It does.
It just does.
And the row ahead of you, it's the same seat.
Same seat.
But it's not your seat.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, man.
Well, safe travels, and I'll be watching from afar.
Yep.
I'm interested to see what the Blazers bring to the table. They battled Minnesota game one, and Minnesota got them at the end. Anthony Edwards had a fantastic game.
You know, again, without going over everything that went on today, it's going to be an emotional day there. It's going to be really emotional. So.
It's going to be a weird vibe.
Yeah.
It is going to be a really, really weird vibe. So I don't know what it's going to feel like there, but you'll report back.
I will. And I will see you here Monday.
Monday.
Yeah.
Be there, be square, and I'll be here.